Hello, you beautiful being of light. Thank you so much for being here and for tuning in. My name is Jessica Mazzo. Welcome to the Magical Soul Healing Podcast. I am here for you. I am here to hold space. I am here to reflect love. I am here to reflect your worth to you. I'm here to also offer tools and resources so that you can navigate life on Earth. As we journey and harmonize together, inhale and exhale. Trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Hello, hello, soul family. I hope that you are doing really, really well. I am excited to connect with you. So I was doing a little research and actually inspired by my own experience to come on today and chat about disappointment. Womp, womp. but I'll give you the background of why I'm feeling disappointed, and hopefully you will feel less alone and have a little bit more of a perspective on managing feelings of disappointment if you're in that space right now or if they come up for you in the future. Which, to be honest, if you're a human, there will be a point in time when you experience disappointment. So I am here for you. Energetically, you can come back to this podcast and you can hear me. So I don't know if y'all know. I think I shared this on a personal episode. But I am living in Tijuana, Mexico, and I am looking for an apartment. So something a little bit more permanent, because right now I'm Airbnb-ing it, which is rad, super fun experience. But personally, I don't feel like there's anything better than having your own things. Especially because I really love my vibe. I love the way that I organize and decorate. And while, again, it's amazing to have things provided, it's, I think, just an even better experience, a superior experience to be able to decorate things your own way. So I've been looking for a place. Let me tell you what. I looked at a place. It was great price range, spacious, like it's looking good. Checked off the boxes. And basically up until, so today, let's see, today's July 26th. And the original move-in date is on the 30th. And I was just not getting the vibe from the landlord in a way that felt good enough to commit. And that's the story, basically. So I'm feeling through disappointment because I was like this fucking close to signing and being like, yeah, like I'm gonna do this. And so I signed up for another Airbnb, which is cool. Like, I'm super grateful. But I'm also fucking bummed out because I really want a place. So this is what's inspiring me to talk about disappointment. And there's many reasons why we can experience disappointment. And I'm going to go through some steps and I feel like they'll help. And you know that I'm all about the mental health perspective. So that's completely incorporated in here. And also the spiritual parts of it, which I do feel, again, are just acknowledging the humanity that is spiritual, because otherwise we would be bypassing, and I'm not about that vibe. So first step is to acknowledge what is going down, right? In my case, I was literally so close to signing up for a place and just didn't come through. The person, again, the landlord was kind of shady, and I'm not about that life. So yeah, that's what's happening. That's the literal, that's it. So acknowledging what's happening is going to be really important, because what's happening when you acknowledge is that you're facing the situation head on instead of burying your head in the sand and acting like it's not happening. And you do come closer to your emotions in this state of acknowledgement. However, that's not a bad thing, right? The way to do life is to move through it, whatever you're feeling in the moment or the period of time that you're in. And that's actually the second step, is feeling the feels. And there's a lot of ways that you can access your emotions. Sometimes it may be journaling. Other times it may be some voice memos, talking to a trusted family member, a trusted friend or professional, and getting specific. You know, I definitely am disappointed, but in that there's some sadness and grief as well. And so grieving what, you know, didn't get to happen, because I had some expectations. So close, you know, I was like, in my mind, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna like move my stuff in. I was like imagining it and feeling like how good it would be, like good it would feel to like rearrange my couch and like hang stuff up on the wall. And like, I was in it, you know? So I'm acknowledging that. And then, you know, for bigger disappointments, there can be regret. There can be feeling betrayed. There can be feeling loss. There can be feeling chaos. There can like lack of control, or a very uncomfortable realization of what you do not have control over. So please allow whatever feelings to come up and allow yourself to sit with them. And that's again part of acknowledging what's happening. So again, that's twofold. It's acknowledging what's happening externally and then acknowledging what is happening internally. And sometimes in this, we can also realize that what we are wanting is actually really, really unhealthy. And I'll give you a specific example. Let's say someone's having an affair with a married person. And it's true, I believe, like, you are setting yourself up for disappointment. They could believe that that person was going to get a divorce and that they would be chosen. And in that case, the realization that this person would leave, you know, their spouse for them, that may be a pretty unhealthy situation. And there can be the realization that it's unhealthy from acknowledging what's really happening, from feeling into the feelings. And again, part of the steps in this is going to be compassion towards yourself and no judgment, because we're just really here to observe and learn and determine what we can do about what we're acknowledging. But the other thing too is like, look at other options. That's one of the steps. Does what you care about have a different avenue? So for me, to go back to my example, yes, I can look at other places. I can get back online. I can walk around. And it's very like old school here in Tijuana, especially near the beach, where you literally walk around and there's just like signs that say like for rent and a phone number. So like there's not a lot of like ads on Craigslist and stuff. And Facebook Marketplace is a big win for like advertising. So yeah, there are other avenues to connect with what I care about. And so that's a little bit of a positive takeaway from the situation, but I'm not like, again, I'm not overlooking my feelings of disappointment by getting busy with looking at new places. I'm looking at new places and I'm also feeling the feelings that the one I wanted like didn't work out. Okay. So it's like we are multidimensional. We can have many things going on at one time. And so let's say that there is an attachment that is unhealthy, you know, sitting with that and feeling those feelings and journaling and talking with professionals or friends and family may help in unraveling why that attachment is not healthy for you and what can be done about it. And looking at the other options, let's say again that it's that relationship and there's the affair happening, I don't believe that love is off the table for this individual. It may be the way that they're going about love and bringing love into their life. And so that'll be really important for that person in that situation to dive into. But you know, looking at other options would be, yeah, let's look at people who are like single and out of relationships and they're not energetically tied to anyone. They're completely available because that would give you the better love outcome than connecting with a person who is already committed. And then that actually moves us into the fourth step, which is reviewing expectations. So are the expectations realistic? In this scenario, I feel like my expectations were realistic. I couldn't have known that the landlord would be shady. I opened up, I took a risk. And you kind of do that anytime you look at a place. You don't really know what your neighbors are going to be like, if there's anything wrong with the apartment, if they're glossing something over. Like you, it's kind of a risk, you know? It's a small risk, really, and it's one that we don't really think too much about. So it's pretty minor, but at the same time, it's okay to have expectations and it's okay to have unrealistic expectations, but it's even better to have realistic expectations and to then, really unpack why are the expectations unrealistic, whether it's around like time, other people, you know, like let's say a person has disappointed you 100 times and you continue to be disappointed by them, then I believe it would be an unrealistic expectation to continue to expect them to change, and to put your heart out expecting to not be hurt. So there's definitely things that you and I would like have to unpack if we were in that situation. But you know, for here, I feel like, again, my expectations were pretty realistic. I just wanted to sign a lease. So yeah, then when my expectations of respect and a standard of communication were not met, that's when my disappointment started to settle in and I began to acknowledge what was really happening, which was like, there's something funky going on and I'm not happy with it. So the fifth step is going to be compassion towards yourself. So again, no judgment. If you're in a cycle of loving people that are not available, if you're in a cycle of having unrealistic expectations for just holding on to like outcome after outcome, and they're not really realistic in terms of like finances or time or whatever, just notice that. Notice like, oh, you know, sometimes my standards are, or my expectations are way off. And I'm so curious about that. Like, why do I have unrealistic expectations and where can I begin to adjust them so that I can experience more flow and more peace and more contentment in my day-to-day life and in my interactions with other people and even in my risk-taking. Because again, I think we set ourselves up for more disappointment than what's necessary. Because I think with life, like I said, with humanity, there's like going to be an amount of disappointment we experience. But there's definitely times where we do need to look at, am I setting myself up for this or is this just one of those things that happens? And through the review process, you'll determine whatever it is for you. No judgment. No judgment. Because look, we're all going to cycle through our own lessons however many times we cycle through them until we learn them. And that's just it. And if you are critical on yourself, then you're going to be critical on other people. And I believe our whole job here on this planet is to be as loving and as kind and as compassionate to ourselves as possible so we can extend that grace and that compassion to other people. So hold yourself in the light that you would hold a friend that came to you and was pouring out their emotions, and they were acknowledging everything that happened, and they were feeling regret or shame or grief or whatever, you know, and say, oh my God, like, I would never judge you. Like, how can I help you? How can I be here for you? Be that version for you. The sixth thing to do when facing disappointment and moving with it is to reframe. Remember that disappointment isn't a bad thing. It's something that actually helps us build character. It allows us to be resilient, and it allows us to be creative, and it allows us to be strong. Can you imagine what it would be like to never be disappointed? I mean, sure, that's kind of like a fun idea, but the irony is that if you expect to never be disappointed, you will be disappointed because it's just not realistic. It's not realistic at all. And so at some point we all face disappointment. And so say, well, shit, it's a universal thing. So how can I come back from this? You know, how does this make me a better person? How is this a part of my story in a way that is exciting, or in a way that is, again, like page turning, you know, quote unquote, part of the story in this chapter? And it's something that is going to be something I look back on and I'm like, damn, I did that. You know what I mean? Like, I came back from that kind of stuff. So this is a part of the mental flip that can happen. And this isn't necessarily something that can happen right away, especially if you are moving through bigger feelings. And if there has been a lot of betrayal and there's a lot of vulnerability and sensitivity, the time for reframing will be appropriate. I feel like when there is a lot less of an emotional charge, you can be aware of the disappointment. Again, it's there, but it's not something that you're saturated in, because I feel like if you're in the moments of being saturated in it, that's what those moments are for. And that if you try to quickly go to reframing it and be like, yeah, it's like building my character and I'm like super strong now, blah, 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 there may be some bypassing, emotional bypassing. And again, I'm all for feeling the feelings and just holding space for them, witnessing them, loving yourself in them, and saying this is totally okay. You know, I'm human. Here I am. Kind of like the other one with like looking at other options, is what you want, is it still achievable, and do you need to take a different route to get there? So going back to that, when you're in a more calm or clearer state of acceptance, will be helpful in that brainstorming and saying, okay, well, what I want is still achievable. Whether it's a healthy relationship, a really great work, like peer group, getting paid for what, you know, getting paid for what I know I'm worth, those things are achievable. And again, looking at how you are expecting things to happen or fall into place, all that kind of stuff is important so that you can adjust appropriately and enjoy the ride, because that's, again, I feel like what we're here to do. And it's okay to get your hopes up. Like, it's literally so okay to have expectations and standards. And I think sometimes I see people not going for stuff because they don't want to be disappointed. They fear disappointment. And I have that sometimes, totally. I have to acknowledge that when I'm not going for something because I don't want to disappoint myself or I don't want to disappoint other people. And that's okay. Just acknowledging that and then unpacking that and being like, oh, wow, do I think I'm going to die? Do I think that other people are going to like totally hate me? it's like really good to kind of look at that, not kind of look at it, to literally look at it and say, oh, wow, you know, this fear of not being disappointed or whatever is holding me back from going for the exact thing that I want. And I'm going to encourage you to normalize disappointment and to also normalize your strength and your resilience and your creativity, and to say that it's okay. And if you have been betrayed by a person, that sucks. You know, that's definitely not okay. And again, you're an amazing human being who deserves respect. And sometimes people do disappoint us, and sometimes people do cross boundaries, but that doesn't take away from what you deserve and what you're worthy of. And going back into the space of affirming your deservingness and your worthiness will be really important in the stage of feeling the feelings and in reviewing your expectations, because it's really good to have realistic expectations of respect, you know, and to not settle for things less than that. And then turning to yourself for love and for compassion and for saying you couldn't have known what you didn't know. And now that you know things, going back to acknowledging what's happening, you're looking at the reality. What is it that you want to do? Going and looking at the other options / other avenues, is what you want still achievable? Or is this something that is an attachment that really is unhealthy and the expectations are unrealistic? I hope that this episode supports y'all. I love you so much, and I'm just sending a bunch of blessings in your direction. Okay. Keep an ear out for the next podcast, which is most likely going to be the August energy update, which I am so excited about. I have already been doing the research on it, and it's juicy. I'm excited. So yeah, stay tuned. Okay. Until then, love you. Bye. Hey, what's up? This commercial break is brought to you by my one-to-one sessions. If you have ever wanted to work with me, I suggest you head over to my website, www.magicalsoulhealing.com, and take a look at my calendar. You'll find my availability there, and I have two options for booking. You'll have the option for a 30-minute Zoom session or a 60-minute Zoom session. Be sure to keep an eye out for when I have different promos and price drops. You already know what the website is, so you'll just want to go there every so often and look for those discounts. So what I typically do with clients is pull tarot cards, and then I offer a lot of the information that I learned when I was getting my master's in social work at USC. The information that I learned is really important when it comes to understanding yourself, how your mind functions, how your body functions, and then getting them online. So I am trained in trauma-informed cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, problem-solving therapy, and these are all things that I bring to the table when I work one-on-one, along with the spiritual aspect of connecting to the higher self, of calling in messages from the ancestors, and then just the ancient wisdom that tarot has in and of itself. So all of this is what you get on a session with me, and I think it's a really beautiful experience. It's something that I value, and it's something that I absolutely love sharing really with people. And I love to see people thrive, and it's quite okay if we're connecting and you're not necessarily feeling your best. It's just like I do see people in moments that they're tough and they're stuck and they're struggling, and that's okay. In the end, I really find that there is something to look forward to and to stay open for. So that's again why I just love holding space, and I hope that I get to see you there. So yeah, again, that website, it's www.magicalsoulhealing.com. Okay, see you soon. Hey, this commercial break is brought to you by all of my social media. So I want to stay in touch and I want to give you the best platforms to do that. And it's going to be Instagram and TikTok. I'm active on both of those and they have the same handle, which is at Jess the Empress. That's Jess underscore the underscore Empress. Another way that you can contact me is through email, and that's at jessica.mazzo@magicalsoulhealing.com. The final way that you can contact me is right here. Wherever you're listening to your podcast, there's an option for you to send a voice message. And if you want to include some feedback, just say hi, whatever. I'd love to play it. I'd love to connect. You'll get an email when I add it to the episode, so don't worry about missing out on it. So yeah, I hope that we can connect soon. Bye.